Fat Guy Radio Show. The funniest internet radio show this side of the moon. That would be a big bare-ass moon.
Hey everybody, it's your boy Corey Blaze here. Before we dive into the meat and potatoes of this show, I want to invite you to go over to fatguyradioshow.com/sponsor. You will find all of the sponsors in one easy to shop location. Everything you need, I guarantee you, we have a sponsor just for you. And special deals that are exclusive to Fat Guy Radio Show listeners. Visit fatguyradioshow.com/sponsors.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
I keep asking you to do that and you just don't do it. Is that just because you just don't want to?
Well, I don't figure you're going to talk over somebody else's voice.
Well, I do that anyway sometimes when I feel like it or when I don't feel like it. I want to talk over it.
Cat fight. Meow.
I asked just for the... You were on it. You were just a second behind me. That's it.
It's always going to be a good show when you start off yelling at somebody.
No, it's not. Because yeah. I yell at both of you equally.
It's usually a domino effect. So if one thing goes wrong for Philippius, he's going to mess up multiple times today.
Yes, because he gets nervous and then he overthinks everything. And I'm trying not to do that because he'll use this as an excuse to leave.
And not mess up. Like, I don't feel you mess up, Philippius, but it's in Corey's eyes. Sometimes he thinks you mess up. Like if some music just randomly started playing right now, I wouldn't care. I would dance to it. Corey would be upset.
But no one's perfect, so.
Exactly.
You're not.
Wait, no, Corey is.
No, I'm not. I'm far from perfect. Please don't start that again.
I think everybody thinks they're perfect in their own mind.
Oh. No, I am not. I am screwed up from the floor up.
Let me record this. Go. Start again.
I have to put some Vaseline on my big dry lips because I just ran into the studio from brushing my teeth. By the way, my toothbrush here at the studio is so jagged, nasty, because I only use it like once a week. I swear I like almost chiseled half my gums off.
I saw the maintenance guy using a toothbrush on the toilet the other day.
What color was it?
My toothbrush here is purple.
Oh, yeah. That might have been it.
I keep it in a drawer, though, and don't ask me why I have a jar of Vaseline in my laptop bag, but I do. All right, well, let's start the show. Hello, everybody. Welcome to a Wednesday episode of Fat Guy Radio Show.
Special edition.
Special edition. We have to move it because GCU is back in session, game one tomorrow night, and I'm repping my GCU team, Lopes Up.
There you go.
Go Lopes. I'm repping for GCU tonight because a lot of our listeners know and a lot of new listeners, and they have not been with us since the GCU season ended earlier this year, but I work for GCU and I contract for them. So we have to augment our taping schedule sometimes. So we might not have as many live people as we normally would, but don't worry because you'll be able to watch this on Thursday night too.
Exactly.
At 7:30.
And Friday and Saturday and Sunday. Friday, Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yes. All day, every day.
To hold you off till the next show.
We want to kick the show off with Gift Corner, or at least something that does not happen too often to us here is we receive gifts.
I think we do, but I think the people at the front office intercept them.
You would think so, but this one was an alert that I received from our P.O. box, and it said, hey, you've got a large package that you got to pick up. So
people tell me that all the time, too. You have a large package.
Yeah. Your package doesn't work anymore. You're married. So we don't receive gifts too often, but we have this week. And so I intercepted this one because, you know, Philippius receives the same alerts and he's just like, oh, well, Corey, I'll do it. So we have this package, and there was an Instagram picture released earlier today, and it came with a note. I've already pre-opened the package. The boys have not seen this, and it's just a standard. And I thank them because it's from Amazon, and I can only hope it's from, you know, through fatguyradioshow.com /Amazon.
Or else it's pointless.
Right.
Worthless. So
it has a little note in there. It says, a gift for you.
Ooh. Does that mean you, or does it mean the show?
I don't know.
Or
it just says you, but after I read this, you will see who it is for.
Okay.
Because it is directed at one of the scrotum wearing card members around this console. Okay. It says a gift for you. All right. I love this part right here, Lip. I want to hear it. Boom. I just love that part. All right. So it says, hi, Corey.
for you.
Hi. I believe this will help you during your next show appearance. You too can be more like Orly.
Yes.
Oh.
Just kidding. Love the show. Read it or give it away. Enjoy your gift, Randall P. So Randall clearly heard last week's show,
right,
about my disconnection to the Orlyites at Comic-Con.
All right.
So he was...
So do you know Randall P. at all? Like, have you?
I do not know Randall P., but he sent me a book by Lul Loudness called How to Talk to Anyone in 92 Steps.
That's awesome.
How to talk, little tricks for big success in relationships. So he believes that, I guess, since I wasn't able to talk to anybody at Comic-Con, that he sent me this 5,000-page book to read.
Wow.
And learn how to communicate with people and make friends.
So you're going to be like me and just start talking to random strangers now.
Well, once I finish this book, I guess I'll be able to do that, which is going to be really awkward.
I met four people just at the corner store before I got here.
I'm a very private person, but Randall, thank you so much for the gift. And if I look this up on Amazon and it was less than $10, we're going to have a book burning for Christmas. And this will be one that will go win it. So thank you, Randall, for this gift on how, and oh, wait, I don't have to burn it. He sent a gift receipt. Where's that return button? All right. Well, thank you, Randall. I appreciate that. But on the vein of Comic-Con, my friend on Facebook sent me a message, and the only reason why I know is because when someone sends you a direct message on Facebook, it sends you an email that you know you got a Facebook message. So I go and I read the Facebook message. And on the same vein of why I was so awkward at FanFest, allegedly. Yeah.
Yes, you were.
He made it very clear. And I believe that he hit the nail on the head.
Mm.
And of course, me being a radio professional, I would have had the Facebook page open and read it, but I don't. So pat for me for a second.
Gotta log into the Facebook.
Log into the Facebook, and then you're gonna do that thing where you're in a hurry and it goes wrong password, and then you try it again real fast and it's gonna say wrong, and then it's gonna say you have one more try before your computer explodes.
Lady K says I don't need that book, Randall. So suck it.
Ooh. Oh,
well, she didn't say that last part I added. Okay, into the messages, Corey. It's clear why, and this is from my friend John. Corey, it's clear why you were so awkward at FanFest. Did you or did you not say that the reason why Philippius couldn't go is because he got married? You didn't have your right-hand man with you. That's the reason why you were awkward.
Oh.
Philippius wasn't there.
So it's my fault now.
Yeah. No, because you're awkward everywhere we go.
No,
Philippius
I'm not.
Has been there before.
I am. Philippius has been there, and Philippius, it's true. John is correct in this. It's true. I'm not blaming Philippius, but Philippius knows how to handle me.
Was it because he wasn't next to your side, or was it because your mind was wondering what Philippius was doing with
his
new
wife?
No, I
knew what Philippius was doing. He was sitting at home with his feet dangling off his couch, letting his new wife bounce him around. That's exactly what he was doing. But that's so true, though. It's not necessarily a bad thing, Philippius. That's a compliment. If Philippius was there, he would have been like, Corey, you need to do this, or Corey, you should go over here and say this, or, you know, he would have been there to kind of release a little bit of the pressure and be someone that I could talk to and relate to.
He would have produced you.
He would have produced me!
Because usually, if some people don't know, a producer sometimes will be like, Corey, we have a guest, blah, 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 coming at 2 o'clock. You're going to talk about this. You're going to do that.
Well,
so
he doesn't
if we
do
were
that.
There,
yeah.
he's going to be like, Corey, there's Martha. Can you go ahead and go over there and talk to her for a few minutes?
No, he would have just eased the awkwardness.
And the tension.
And the tension, because he has the ability to do that. At every live show, and that's the first time, I mean, how awkward was it when we were did motorcycles on Maine and he wasn't there? It was a little bit of an awkward night because
yeah, it was.
I don't like you, Orly. You don't like me.
Exactly. So usually Philippius is in the middle. To kind
so of... Philippius is in the middle because Philippius is my best friend and he knows how to communicate with me. And Philippius knows you because you're both Mexican. So clearly there's a connection.
Yeah.
What? Is that not right?
Avocados from Mexico.
Oh, I got it right. Oh, Lip, come on. I can't get to it that fast. Are you throwing out like that?
Avocados from Mexico.
But that's clearly what it was. My right-hand man wasn't there. My boy Lip wasn't with me.
So from now on, when I book us for an event, do I check with Philippius first to make sure? And then he checks with his... Or do I go straight to the source and call his wife and say, Mrs. Philippius, can we have Philippius on Sunday, October, blah, 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 blah. And she says yes. And I say, Corey, are you available on October, blah, blah, blah. And then we do an event because I know Philippus will be by your side and then you'll be able to talk.
That's clearly how the new process has to go.
Fat Guy Radio Show. You can crack wise all you want, but our boy's over there doing the Lord's work.
And when you say Lord, you mean Halliburton, right?
Okay, who here thinks that democracy is worth fighting for?
Me.
Who here thinks we were manipulated by false claims of WMDs?
You're here. Yeah.
Neat. Everyone's already sitting on the appropriate side.
Ted, what do you think?
I think both sides have valid points.
Oh, way to take a stance, sweatballs.
No, you liberals are right, and every American agrees with you. That's why John Kerry and Al Gore both won in landslides.
Oh, my God. Elliot, you're one of them, aren't you?
You know what? I don't need to be ashamed of this anymore. Yes, I'm a Republican.
Me too.
Me too. Elliot.
Me too.
President Reagan should be on the $1 bill.
Oh, God, that's hot. What do you think about Hillary?
I hate that bitch.
From the BDB Radio Network Studios, this is Fat Guy Radio Show, featuring Corey Blaze with Philippius and Orly. Counting down the hours until the buffet opens, here's your host, Corey Blaze.
The only part of this song that I know is the bass line.
Well, you look blue. You look like a Smurf.
The camera's all screwed up. Watch this.
Dark again.
I'm regular and I'm blue. It's just the way the cameras are. Fat Guy Radio Show heard in 79 countries with over 500,000 downloads worldwide. We are an interactive internet radio show. Find us free on iTunes and various popular podcast platforms. But the best way is our official Fat Guy Radio Show app. Find it free exclusively in the iTunes App Store. And of course, everything you'll ever need is on FatGuyRadioShow.com. I'm your host, Corey Blaze, joined by our executive producer, Full Olympus.
Yes.
And co-host, oh,
Hola.
Hardly. Do it again.
You all right?
I'm all right. I just choked up on a Twinkie. It's not about us, folks. It's about you. So interact with me and the guys during the show. How do you do that? You sign on to your Twitter and you send us a tweet like Martha did during the opening of the show. She says, you know what, Corey? You don't need a producer to produce you. LOL. So see, she kind of almost got there and then she was like, LOL. But laugh out loud because you really do.
Exactly. Even I always do that. You got to throw in the LOL to make them think it's a joke, but you're technically
even though
serious.
She just tweeted that I need somebody needs to give Corey a hug. And she's
not
and
it.
She's right. and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Simply search Fat Guy Radio Show. Today's show, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by Target's Black Friday deals. We are already in the throes of the holiday season. Ho, ho, hoody, ho, ho, ho. And I need you to do your very best in all your shopping, all your shopping. Don't let your wheels of your vehicles touch any parking lots of any brick and mortar stores, ladies and gentlemen, because it's all right at your fingertips on Target. Target.com through FatGuyRadioShow.com/Target. Sign up for a Black Friday deals today. You click on that Black Friday special banner right on our website and boom, bam, it directs you right to Target and you're right there. Or you can get to Target.com by simply typing in fatguyradioshow.com/target on your mobile device, on your tablets, on your e-readers. It doesn't have to be an iPhone. It could be any web-enabled telephone, phone, tablet, those new Surface Note thingies that you can draw on and make really cool animated commercials on. Do all your shopping through Target. This is the time to do it.
Now.
And this is the time for you to go over when you hear your coworkers in the corner around the water cooler saying, you know what, I think I'm going to have to get my wife a really nice bedspread for Christmas this year. And my son wants that new, brand new big wheel tire that's coming out. You need to run over to that person, take their face, and smash it up against a computer screen after you've typed in fatguyradioshow.com/target. Do you feel the urgency and the fervency behind what we need you to do?
I feel it.
I know you do, Orly, because you're part of the show. fatguyradioshow.com/target, and we thank you. I'm going to give you a clap on that. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
I like your Guy Fieri back there staring at me.
Oh, yeah, that's a little awkward.
I'm going to take a page out of your book today.
Yes, please.
I notice you have decorations always behind you, and I feel like it's almost like your own cubicle.
Uh-huh.
So I brought something to put up for me today.
Oh, that's why Orly before the show was running around tweaking cameras and said, hey, I need a high shot because I've got something to do.
And I'm gonna give you a hint.
Okay.
You and Marta aren't gonna like it.
Me and Marta.
Marta's not gonna like it.
Marta.
Yeah. And just to let people know, things that I usually say are me, not the whole show. That's probably scaring you. You're probably like, what the?
No. Nothing can scare me, brother. I've been in this game too long. You know what I'm saying? My brother has been naked in
Martha's going to scream
okay,
at
so
you.
Okay, so do we need to go to that crazy shot that
she
created? All right, here's that crazy overhead shot. Do you need a drum roll?
Sure.
I'll give you a little drum roll here. All right, it's a drum roll. Well, let me try it again. There we go. Wait a minute, how does the crowd feel? Oh no! No!
I was hoping you liked it.
This married summer monkey just hung up a no on 2000 on proposition 2005.
205.
Or 205. That is not okay.
And I had a little trouble getting one.
That
I've
is
been trying
not
for a while.
Okay. Let's see. Do we have the four shot set up so we can get all four of them? Yeah, there we go. It's got double Orly. That is not okay.
I had trouble getting it, but finally, I got to thank her.
Who?
Allison Ford, which she's actually running for Higley School Board. And I mean, I'm just going to tell you, you can go look up information on her. I'm not going to tell you guys to vote for her or whatever. But she got it for me finally, and I told her thank you and I appreciate it. Because I was having a hard time. I really wanted to bring it on last week, but I was having some trouble getting a hold of one, and I didn't want to steal one from somebody's yard because I heard that's a pretty big offense.
Okay. The Twitter is blowing up right now. Let me get these tweets in real quick. Let me get some tweets in. Oh, my God. Okay, number one, going back to the whole thing, Martha says that she wanted to hug me when she first met me because that's what Mexicans do, but she didn't know if she could. And then Lady K comes back and says, LOL is the equivalent of bless your heart sometimes. and Lady K also says she's shopping Target and Amazon after the show, and that's what I love so much about Lady K. All right, so I'm sorry, Lady K. I can't do it. I can't. I'm sorry. And then Martha says we can't be friends anymore with that stupid sign. No on 205, protect our kids. That's bull-ass.
No, it's good. I like that.
What
it's nice.
Old hag sag booby lady, I forgot we could say another word, Lip. What old hag's front yard did you rip that out of?
No, I told you where I got it. I had to ask around. I was hitting up the 205 people on Twitter, Facebook, and I had a little bit of trouble, but finally she got me one. So there's a bunch in my neighborhood, so I'm not the only one.
Martha says, screw the teacher. She probably needs the greens more than I do. I don't even know what that means. I don't know if she's talking about greens as pot or she's talking about greens as that southern food
that
comes with pig feet.
Nah. Maybe it's the money.
She's talking about pot.
How dare you bring that in here? But you know what? We are a democracy in this studio, so you are allowed to portray your support or non-support of the propositions, because that's what this country is built on.
Exactly.
And we honor those same things here in this country. Because see, here in America, we have the right to agree and disagree. We have the right to not open the microphones when the host say that he wants the microphones open. We also have the right to want to hug fat radio internet jockeys when you meet them in the Civic Center in downtown Phoenix. We have that right, because this is America. In America, we say yes to 205.
No, on 205.
Orly, how dare you bring that in here?
That's nice. I snuck in a few and no on 205.
Well, you know
so
what?
I figured I could just put a sign up and then just not have to say it anymore.
Well, your timing is perfect because, of course, the election is a week away, so that will only be up there for today's show.
Exactly.
There'll be no reason to have it up there next week.
No.
You want to leave it up there all week? You want to leave it up there after?
I'm going to take it home with me and put it in the back of my windshield right now when I drive home.
And you are going to be ducking bullets the whole time.
Okay, I'll wait back till I get back to my side of town because, yeah, it's probably not good on this side of town.
Yeah, down here in Glendale, yeah, brother, use America. Yeah, Mata, America! that's hilarious. That is absolutely hilarious. All right. So, well, we're already talking about the election, folks. We can't get past the elephant in the room. And I'm not talking about my ass. I'm talking about the election that's a week away.
Yeah, we don't usually talk too much election, but it's a week away. Why not?
That's very true. And Lady K off the Twitter to kind of tip in. And I know, kind of, you know what? Somebody did send me a Twitter message and says, Corey, how come you always have to go back and read tweets? I says, because number one, you stream is on a delay, and then people have to open up their Twitter and actually type these messages out. So I have to sometimes backtrack because the show does move rapidly at times when Orly and Philippius are laughing. So Lady K replies back, you know, going back to the Comic-Con thing, if she was there, I would have had to peel her off me. I could imagine that. I would probably have to have, you know, go ahead and get a restraining order, she says, off the Twitter. You can tweet us, too, at Fat Guy Radio Show on the Twitter, and we'll read it. But anyway, so the election is here. Finally.
Finally.
Thank God.
I have a feeling, like, though, once it's over, it's not going to be over.
I don't think it's... If it goes the way that people are... A majority of people are expecting it to go, and that way is Hillary.
Yeah.
And I want to applaud all of us on this show because we have done a very good job as to not necessarily leading our audience one way or the other towards either or candidate. I think we pretty much played down the middle.
Yeah, exactly. Even like with the 205 sign, the no on 205. I'm not telling people to vote no, but just go look it up more. And I think people are like, just, I should have brought my fact sheet. Did you know in Colorado?
No, because I got a fact sheet too about how 205 is actually good.
It's not good.
It is good.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so here's what's going to happen.
I mean, obviously it's not good enough. You don't have a sign behind you.
No, I don't, because you know what? I don't need a sign to go beat my chest about something, because all you did, you put that sign up behind you because you wanted attention. You don't give a rat's ass about 205.
No, you're going to stare at it long enough and you're going to go vote no on 205.
No, I'm going to go vote how I want to vote.
You're going to go, what was I supposed to vote on this one again? And then all you're going to think about is that sign that was behind me. You stared at all week. And you're going to click no or write no or
scribble no. That sign has the same effect as everybody's soapbox Facebook postings. It ain't affecting a damn decision that I'm going to make because somebody spent $3.45 to print up a little cardboard sign. That's going to make me change my mind.
You never know.
Somebody's emails is going to make me change my mind on how I vote. Somebody's locker room talk is going to change my mind on how I'm going to vote. No, no, no.
What? His locker room talk. Oh, now, if there. He grabbed you by the, then you might change your mind.
Well, then I might be on the campaign trail because I'll have a new friend. Lip, I can't do it. I feel like it's bad. So, no, your sign isn't going to affect me. And
what sign? The no on 205 sign?
Here's the thing. You're going to vote no. I'm clearly voting yes on 205.
Well, then we shouldn't vote then. We shouldn't vote on that because then we're going to cross each other out. So don't vote on that one.
No, we're going to vote on that.
No. I was trying to see if you said okay, and then I would still go vote, and then I'd be ahead of by one vote already.
See, you just try it.
Just trying some trickery.
Now, number one, I'm going to vote yes on 205 because I think that weed should be legalized. Even though my pastor on Sunday said that, you know, he apologized for offending all the potheads in the congregation, but he's not going to go on it because of his psychological teaching or his psychological studies in the past knows that it's a gateway, blah, blah, blah. Look, I've had those same teachings. I've studied those same things in school. I understand what the statistics and the strategists say. I understand what some people do. But listen, the only thing we're doing at this point is we are locking down the we're shedding light into the darkness of Arizona that marijuana is hiding. It's utilized. It's there. It's not going anywhere. All we're doing is now saying, you know what? No reason to hide anymore.
And making it easier for people to get. There's going to be stores.
There's going
to
be stores, but there's going to be a limited number of stores. There's not going to be any more pot stores than there are liquor stores.
Yeah, but right now there isn't any. And another thing I've been reading.
There are liquor stores everywhere. What are you talking about?
No, I'm talking about pot stores.
Right, but there's liquor stores too. This thing, 205, is the same thing as when it was back in Prohibition. People wanted alcohol. They were making moonshine in the hills. Now, right now, everybody's smoking pot in the hills and over at Modest House. Now they're going to be able to just, you know, walk up and down the street. Dude, I was at Carl's Jr. the other night having a fat guy moment.
Mm-hmm. Again?
And the car, and I had my windows up on my car because it was late at night and I'm afraid a bug is going to fly into my windshield. That is just an ultimate fear. I've always had it. And you know what? It may or may not happen one day, but just in case, my windshield's up. And as soon as I pulled up to the windshield, I noticed that the guy was in front of me was in a beat up old nasty car and his windshield was up too. It's really cool, brisk nights here. Or his windows were up too. Well, of course his windshield was up. Pick up every word.
I was picturing some guy rolling up his windshield.
Pushing it up.
Yeah. Hey, hopefully his window wipers stayed on when you turned them on. So this guy rolls down his window and then out when he pulled up to the drive through window to get his food. Out of his window, it seemed like it was like, hold on, I got a sound effect for it because it was like the glory of God ascended from a cloud. It was the Shekinah glory inside of his car, and this cloud of smoke came out, and it was clearly weed smoke. It didn't dissipate because when I pulled up to the windshield to get my Carl's Jr. special, I ordered like extra fries and extra tacos because I had the munchies all of a sudden because I had a contact high.
Exactly. See, and real quick, if I'm walking with my kids, I know it's different. You don't have kids.
Don't walk with your kids.
What, in town?
Yes.
Don't be in my backyard when my neighbor might be blowing it through their window into my yard. If you're drinking, that's not going to affect my kid if you're inside your house.
Yes, it is. When I drink and then some idiot gets behind a wheel of a car and mulls you guys over when you're out trick-or-treating.
So why give somebody else a chance to smoke weed now and go drive and hurt somebody?
Weed does not impair... Weed does...
It impairs some people, dude.
We hallelujah off the Twitter from Monomar.
It impairs some people.
And those people that it doesn't pair, they're too dumb to go anywhere. They're not going to be smart. They don't own cars. Potheads spend all their money on pot. They don't own cars. All the potheads I know play video games and sit around and you can give them a quarter to do weird things in dark corners. That's all the pot people I know. Tell me when the last time there was a marijuana was the precipice behind any type of road killing, car accident, or terroristic act.
There's a lot of car accidents. Should I pull up my email that has the percentage of how much car accidents happen more?
That's just
weed related.
That's propaganda released by the Arizonas for Responsible Drug Policy in opposition to Proposition 205.
Hey, but
that's all
that it
is.
I believe facts.
It's going to be the same way that alcohol is. When you drink alcohol, we know that there are thousands and thousands of car accidents and thousands of fatalities because of alcohol. We still sell it.
So, I mean, if weed caused two extra accidents a year, why even give it a chance to cause two extra accidents? I don't understand.
They said the same thing during Prohibition, man. They're like, why are we going to release this alcohol back on the streets when it impairs people's judgment, makes people go into an alternate state of mind, and ultimately will be killing people. It was the same argument then, and we still legalized it, and it still happened, but it's going to be the same thing with pot. We have to be adults about it. If you're going to be an adult and drink, you got to know in the subconscious of your mind that you don't get behind the wheel. It's going to be the same thing. We can't police everybody to be an adult. We have to expect them to be an adult as an adult should be.
But people aren't. So that's the point. It's like why
people aren't with alcohol either. So. People aren't with crack cocaine. People
exactly.
aren't with
But
PCP.
That's just why I say I don't see why they should give them that option. But that's just me. That's my.
I know. We're just having a fair discourse because election day is coming up. And I like having election day debates. You know, we got a little bit of funny walk in there. So when that dude pulled up away from the Carl's Jr., I chased him up the road and I pulled him on. I said, hey, hold on, wait a minute. Let me get a toke. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Mata Martha, me, you, shirts off, smoking. I got to put mine in my Halo 6, though. All right, let's take a quick break. And on the other side of this, there's a little bit more when it comes to this whole thing. And let's recap our Halloween weekend. All right?
Sounds good.
When we get back, we got a lot that we want to try to get to today, and we'll get to it. Lady K, I love you so much, you cute little Southern. We got to have her back on the show. I ain't heard her voice in a while. We need some new drops, too, Lady K. All right, we'll be back on the other side of this. FatGuyRadioShow.com on free 101.5 FM. Lip, stop looking at me like that. I'm sorry I yelled at you. Can we get that out of the way?
I'm trying to read your lips so I know when you're going to talk.
Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were just staring at me awkwardly like you want to wear my skin as a suit.
Well, that too.
That too? I'm sorry, I was reading a tweet. The Twitter is blowing up tonight and it's distracting me. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the show is brought to you by Hey Orly.
Yes.
I see me.
I see you too.
Personalized children. We can't laugh through these reads. We got to send them to the sponsor.
Start again.
Hey Orly.
Yes, Corey?
I see me.
Ooh, I see me too.
Personalized children's books. No better feeling as a child than receiving something they can call their own. Shop now through the banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. I see me takes your child's name, even its picture. You can send pictures of your children to be embedded professionally in a book that they will be able to cherish for an entire lifetime. I see me at FatGuyRadioShow.com is our new sponsor to the show. And I gotta thank you guys so much for all of you that are ordering these books because they are great holiday Christmas gifts for kids. Now I know kids don't think your kid wants to see a book, but Christmas night, when you tuck your little Susie or your little Jimmy in the bed, imagine if you gave them a little surprise of having their own children's book with their name in it the night before Christmas. You can get Christmas-themed children's books through I See Me with your child as a star. There is a wide array of books available at I See Me, and you get there through the I See Me banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com, and we thank you in advance. All right. Y'all cute as... Yeah, we are. Yeah, we are, Lady K. Lady K says we cute as hell tonight.
Thank you, Lady K.
Yes. Lady K, what about Philippians? He ain't said two words because I yelled at him before the show. Lip, I'm sorry. All right, Lip, appreciate that. All right, so Halloween was this past weekend. And Lip, how was your Halloween doohickey gidgy get up? Oop, that's not Philippians' shot. That's Orly's
shot.
It's
me, but you can leave it on me.
Oh, yeah, sure. There you go.
My Halloween started on Saturday.
That's what?
Yeah.
How did your Halloween start on Saturday?
Well, because my sister threw a surprise costume party for her husband.
Ooh.
It was his birthday.
Which one? Is it the Bill I Know?
No.
Why is it never the Bill I Know? Why don't they ever do anything fun? Oh, because they're the ones that I like because they're the professionals and they just go to work. They have a beautiful family. They are the cutest
couple,
insurance.
By the way.
They are really cute.
They have car insurance.
Yeah, they have car insurance. They're responsible.
Maybe. So why would you throw a surprise party for someone and they're the guest of honor and they're going to come not dressed?
That's true. And Lady K thinks that Lip is always cute off the Twitter.
Oh, thank you.
Even though he shaved his hair off his
face? He shaved his pubes.
Everything.
All right. So
my whole body.
Okay.
Or did she say, we're going to go to a Halloween party. Come dress.
So,
then he's
so it started on Saturday. Marta Matha says it started on Saturday for her, too, off the Twitter.
Yeah, costume party. So I was there partying, you know. Obviously, I needed to go as some kind of costume. So I actually went as Joe Dirt.
Oh, nice.
Wait a minute.
Went and bought a mullet.
So you came to this show with that little cheap-ass $3.99 Pirates of the Caribbean, but then when your sister and her 12 kids decide to have a surprise birthday party, you go over to Easley's professional costume shop and you buy a $400 Joe Dirt costume.
Actually, it was Amazon.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's not going to make it any better.
I thought he was going to say he started Saturday because it's like...
That's when he started drinking.
Dia de los Muertos or something. Or I don't know how to say it.
So
you go as
Joe Dirt.
Joe Dirt.
And then we get the SE Pirate Walmart costume.
It was just a cheap mullet that I bought, and that was about it.
We got the hood sparrow.
I bet you that mullet cost more than two of those pirate costumes you wore on this show last week.
No, it was half the price of the costume, actually.
Oh, okay. I feel better.
It probably cost the same as Orly's beard.
$4.
$3 beard. Which
$4.
Some of the hair still on the microphone.
Yeah. Oh, I seen you. There's.
Oh, by the way, did you notice how the cleaning people did not vacuum the studio at all?
Yeah, the hair patches everywhere.
Is Jace Robertson all over? Maybe they're not. Maybe they're just going to come back later tonight and not actually vacuum the carpet. They're going to shave it because there's hair everywhere in here and it's disgusting.
Shag carpet all over the place.
It's like shag carpet in here. Hey, Martha says she celebrates Dia de los Muertos.
Day of the Dead. That's the English way to say it.
Thank you, Martha. You could have said that. Oh, she celebrates it and eats tacos.
Is that before Halloween or after?
That is after.
Just one day or multiple days?
I hear it's actually today's the day.
Today's the day. Oh, we should have came dressed up. We should have had the sugar skulls going on.
We weren't here last week. Last week, the show was hosted by Jack Sparrow, Jace Robertson, and Guy Fieri.
It was.
Yeah,
we weren't even here. We were gone.
True.
That's so stupid. So you had a party on Saturday and it just carried into, is that why you weren't where you were supposed to be on Sunday?
Exactly.
Because you were hungover?
Yeah.
Okay, so here we go, Orly. Let's roll back the time here.
All right.
He couldn't make it to Comic-Con Fan Fest because he didn't want to interrupt his obligations on Sunday.
Okay.
But yet this past weekend, his partying interrupted his obligations on Sunday.
So we're not as important?
Clearly. And you know why? Because that Saturday idea, I can guarantee you, his wife wanted to go.
Actually, she did.
True.
So she made the sacrifice for them to go to that thing on Saturday, which impeded on his Sunday plans. But no, he could not interrupt his Sunday plans for a show he's been a part of for 5 years.
I feel hurt. My feelings are hurt.
Right.
Which our event was pretty important because we got to get out and meet people. Well, not Corey, didn't talk to anybody.
I got a book. I'll be able to do that now.
It's all right.
So you see how he just tore his drawers, right?
Yep.
It's all right.
It's all right.
All right. You ain't going to need a big excuse. You ain't going to need a big excuse because I'm pissed right now. I am so utterly boiling over inside because that is, please tell me this is a bit for the show.
His
please
wife is interfering your friendship. She's wife for...
No, she's wife, not interfering in the friendship. She's wife interfering. She's wife interfering with the show.
She wasn't
messed
even at
up
home on a Sunday. She was at work.
If she's listening, do you have anything to say to her?
She was able to go to work, so why weren't you able to do what you normally do on Sundays then?
Because I was still sleeping.
Because you were still sleeping.
So sleeping's more important than getting up and going to an event with us?
Well, this was last Sunday.
I know, but you stayed home to sleep, and you thought that was obviously more important, right? Am I right?
I'm literally boiling over right now because this is the most convoluted back... Get ready for it. BDBRadioNetwork.com/apply. If you've got abilities. All right, Lady K said breathe. All right, I'm breathing. All right, so, but you had a good time at the party, though, Lip.
Yeah, I did.
Good, I'm glad you did. Orly.
Yes, sir.
I'm having a hard time moving past this, but I'm going to move past it because we got a lot more that we want to get to the show. What did you and your mini Orlys, Orly thing one and thing two, and please tell me that, what did your wife dress up as?
She dressed up as a nurse.
She dressed, a sexy nurse or just a nurse?
No, just a nurse.
Just a plain nurse?
Yep.
Where's her adventure?
I don't know. She was a nurse.
That's it? You didn't tell her to, like, spice it up with some dark red lipstick and maybe...
She had red lipstick on, but she was just a red lipstick nurse. It was, I guess it was more of a... Scrubs. What is that? I guess a surgeon. Well, we had, a surgeon nurse.
We had Scrubs at the opening of the show. That was where the clip was from.
Yeah.
But she just did a standard nurse.
Yeah.
But she works in healthcare, doesn't she?
No.
Oh.
I know. I was like, some people are just going to think you just got off work.
Yeah. That's what I was like, well, where's your bed? You know?
I was I'm like, throw some blood on your face mask, but she didn't want to. She didn't want to do it. Regular. Yeah.
Man, how G-rated is your house, man? I mean, there's just no fun in that whatsoever.
Hey, we had fun.
All right. So
and I was Jace again because I didn't want to spend money on a new costume.
Oh, so you went as the same. So you didn't go out and get a better costume than the one that you wore on the show.
No, I wouldn't do something
There's
like that.
There's a theme forming here, ladies and gentlemen. There's a theme. Lady K, I am breathing.
So anyways, we just went trick-or-treating with some friends. We were going to stay in our neighborhood, but then we ended up going with some friends.
And you went as Jace, right?
Yeah, as Jace. Okay. But when we got back, my neighbor across the street was like, man, he called us over. Come get some candy for the kids. He had full-size, huge candy bars.
Wait, he said your neighbor invited you over to his house to get candy?
Yeah, as we pulled in our house because we were already done for the night. He was like, hey, come on over.
When he invited you, did he sound anything like this? Come on down to the shelter. You can leave your shirt off. I got some popsicles for you.
No, he's actually cool. But he had full-size candy bars, right?
Lady K, you all right.
And he takes count every year. He said he had 250 kids come by.
Really?
And he barbecued in his driveway. He gave out, I might mess somebody's numbers up, but he gave out 80 hot dogs, 120 bottled waters, and like 90 sodas.
Wow.
I was like, you know what, that's cool. So next year I'm staying in my own neighborhood.
Why not? That's not the first time that I've heard of people actually tracking like the amount of kids that
come. Yeah, he said he does it every year. So
wow. That's a good neighbor. That's a fun neighbor.
And full-size candy bars.
Full-size candy bars.
Boxes of candy bars. And was like, choose which one you want. Like, not a bunch of them, but you know what I mean? Pick what you want. Yeah. Full-size.
Off the Twitter, everybody. Tell us what you were for Halloween as well. What did you go as? Martha just chimed in. She went in as a sexy Minnie Mouse. Oh, I bet you that was cute.
What's a sexy Minnie Mouse? Like a shorter Minnie Mouse skirt or?
Oh, yeah. There's some nice sexy Minnie Mouse shirts out there. All right. And Martha's like small in stature, so I could imagine how cute that was.
Okay.
My Halloween was pretty mundane. I was surprised that I thought my neighborhood was going to light up for Halloween, but it didn't.
It didn't?
No. So after talking to a few of my neighbors, everybody was like, well, we didn't think we're going to get a big crowd because it was on a Monday night.
Okay.
And literally... I went outside my home, I would say probably around 6:30, 7-ish. I saw maybe five families.
Did you hand out candy?
No.
Oh, okay.
I didn't hand out candy. I wanted to, but I had some other things that were going on. And I had, you know, some company over and stuff. So I decided not to do it.
That's cool.
Went outside about 6:30, 7-ish. And it was five families out there.
Walking around or handing out candy?
Walking around. So then I went up to... Barney Fife and Betty White, my neighbors, my annoying ass, old ass neighbors up there. And I was like, hey, how did the candy go and go? He says, Corey, we got the bulk of our candy left. We probably had maybe four or five trick-or-treaters. It was eggshells out there.
Well, the neighborhood we went to with some friends, it was like a lot of older people that lived there, but they all had candy, actually. Like, sometimes they won't put it out, you know, do candy.
Yeah.
There was a lot of them that had candy, but we walked maybe four streets. My kids got a ton of candy and we kept running into the same, like, maybe three or four families. So there wasn't much around there either.
Yeah.
I mean, they were loading up my kids with candy because it was like they had so much.
I think it had a lot to do with the fact that it was a Monday. Monday killed Halloween.
Yeah.
Monday had to kill Halloween. But so what I did is that later that night, as I was in a drunken stupor, I took to the internet and I was like, hey, let me see what some of the costumes are. So I found on the internet the two best costumes. And I'm going to award the two best costumes to these two internet postings. One, I don't know. The other one is a guy that I hope to have on the show one day.
Right.
Ben Glebe from the Game Show Network, Game Show Idiot Test, which hopefully Orly and I will one day get on. We need to submit our application, by the way.
We could pass any idiot test.
Yeah, we will actually. If we fail the idiot test, doesn't that make us idiots?
Yeah.
So we win the show.
Yeah. I mean, people already call me an idiot at times, so I figure if I could pass the test, then I could say, hey, I'm not an idiot.
Yeah.
And if I fail, then it's like, oh, I guess I'm an idiot.
Yeah, so Ben Glebe, this is, consider this audition tape. We want to be on the idiot test.
Yes.
So Ben Glebe on his Twitter, on his Instagram, I follow him on Instagram. You can follow him too at Ben Glebe. And Ben Glebe posted up this picture, and it's the most hilarious picture. Ben Glebe went as Donald Trump for Halloween. But what made his Trump costume so utterly hilarious is the fact that he had this little hand that went on one finger because of the jokes about Trump having small hands. And if you're watching us on the live feed or the replay, you're seeing the image from Ben Glebe's Instagram page. I don't know who that lady was, but that little hand inside of a full-size jacket was absolutely hilarious. But it didn't stop there when it came to the Halloween awards. This dude ran away with it. You know, what's the show that we have been talking about? What is the show that we went to Comic-Con to meet one of the actors for?
Stranger Things.
We are talking about Stranger Things, and all of my Stranger Things fans, I hope you're watching this live, because this dude did the Demogorgon, and watch the video. When he flicks out his right hand, the Demogorgon face opens.
That was a thing like in that classroom or whatever, right?
Yes, that's the Demogorgon. That was the whole Stranger Things monster. This is my number one seed.
That is cool.
For Halloween costumes. Now, yes, he doesn't have as many of the little Minnie Mouse that flail open or the little buds that flail open as the actual Demogorgon. I think it had maybe 8, but this guy only has 5. But look, the details in this freaking costume and how the armature actually works with the mouth opening is spot on. I'll have this video up on our Facebook page later today, but this was my number one.
Was he just a random person, or does he make costumes?
I think that according to the YouTube page where this was posted, I think this is a professional costumer.
Okay.
Or a professional makeup artist, or from wherever he is. But I'll find it up. But our friends over at Forget That Yo, which is our fellow podcasting, broadcasting friends, they posted this up, and I researched it and found the video as well. And it is just absolutely mind-blowing.
That is cool. I used to work with a guy that... it wasn't a professional, but he just took the time and started months in advance.
Yeah.
And he made some cool, like, he was, remember the movie Little Shop of Horrors or whatever?
Yeah.
He was like the plant thing. Like, and I mean, it was like legit, man. It was like, I'll have to pull some pictures up one of these days. It was like full on, like, he made some cool stuff every year.
Yeah. The Little Shop of Horrors is something that's close, because Little Shop of Horrors is actually the intro song for Little Fellow Radio. They use a Little Shop of Horrors, and then Just James, our friend, took their intro and that's the old one. But he took it and remade it with the band of his friends, and they have the Little Shop of Horrors intro.
So, is that what that music is there?
Yeah, that's what that was. Wow. Yeah. And then I sang over it.
It's been so long since I've seen the movie.
I know. But Halloween was pretty mundane for me. I just had some friends over or some people over and just kind of chilled. Kept it really low-key.
That's cool. But I should have brought candy. We had a ton, and my kids don't really eat candy.
Please don't. I am so candied out at this point. Absolutely 100% candied out. But anyway, so I hope everybody had a nice, safe Halloween. Let's see what some people were saying on here. Lady K says she really just didn't dress up. She had a Halloween shirt that had a jack-o'-lantern and creepy trees on it, and that's cute. Mata Martha was a sexy Minnie Mouse. She says she's not cute. She's... something happened. Martha says the neighborhood we went was super busy with lots of houses giving out candy. Lots of fun houses too. That was pretty good. I don't know who Matthew Sports is. Matthew Sports says that he went as Donald Trump.
Nice.
I didn't dress up for Halloween. I don't even, your Twitter is like hashtag backwards 4433. What the hell is that?
It's probably one of those ones when you first sign up, if you don't pick a name, it just gives you like a number.
You have the egg as your Twitter handle. Yeah. Well, he didn't dress up for Halloween, or she didn't dress up for Halloween. Let's see. We have...
It's not Uncle Rich.
No, it's not Uncle Rich. I can't scroll up, Lip. It kind of like limits me to like 4 tweets for some reason. All right. But anyway, thank you everybody that tweeted in. Orly, you were mentioning before the show that you had went to the dentist.
Yeah.
Recently.
Yep.
And everything is fine, you know, just a routine follow-up and stuff like that, right? I was perusing the internet because that's just what I do. And there isn't too often that a story catches my eye.
All right.
But this story definitely did. And it's a lady who was going in for surgery. And, like, it happens to every guy that goes to sleep. You guys probably can't do it anymore because you're married. I can do it freely. And it's called Dutch ovening. Basically, when you're laying down and your body is relaxed, you just rip one off. Oops, wrong button. And you just let it fly. Well, this lady that was going in for surgery decided to let one go. And she was having laser surgery, so there's this high-powered laser that's pointing at some part of her intestines, I believe. And she let it go.
On accident, or was she under?
She was under anesthesia, I would imagine. And this is in Japan. So,
or Japanese part?
maybe not Japan. At Tokyo Medical University Hospital, where she was having laser surgery done on her cervix.
So that's not her fault. She was under.
She was under.
They should have plugged it up.
She was under and she ripped one. And she's got this high powered laser that's going on. And then before you know it, there's a fire. and she suffers.
Wow.
And she suffers third degree burns on her lower body.
She got booty burns. has this happened before?
Well, the thing is that medically, your gas, your farts, your ass does contain levels of methane, which are flammable. It's not normally flammable as like when we saw a cable guy where he put a lighter up to his butt, farted, and, you know, a big, flame ball flew out. But this is such an anomaly of a situation. But she passed gas, an unnamed woman in her 30s, undergoing surgery at Tokyo Medical University. As the surgery was being carried out by the doctor, she busted ass, sparking a fire, according to a Japanese newspaper. She was burned over her lower body, waist, and legs, according to a report that was released on October
28th. So I wonder if now they're going to take precaution that this could happen. Because if it never really happened, all of a sudden it happened, are they going to now do something? What would they do to block that next time?
Gas sex.
Gas sex.
Butt plugs.
Butt plugs. She's going to need a butt plug or something.
That ain't going to work.
Well, the next time I go to
blow the plug right out.
And then an explosion. It'd be like a bomb.
I can tell you the next time that I go in for the doctor's office, I mean, I relax, especially if you're being sedated. Your muscles relax and you're just going to let one go. And before you know it, or whatever the hell.
Yours would be like an atom bomb dropping.
It probably will, dude. But I saw that story. I almost called shenanigans at first, but the details were just way too detailed. We'll share this story up on our Facebook page, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's take a quick break. And on the other side of this break, is it Trailer Talk?
Trailer Talk.
It is Trailer Talk right here on FatGuyRadioShow.com on free 101.5 FM. That means nothing. That wasn't me singing that time, Lady K. That was Orly. I know, his personality does come out every once in a while.
Every once in a while.
Every once in a while, as long as it doesn't impede on what he has to do on Sunday. All right, hello from Halo 6, and I have my Halo 6 e-liquid right here. And you know what? Halo 6, electronic cigarettes, and e-liquids. Make the switch today through the Halo 6 banner on Fat Guy Radio Show. com. Ladies and gentlemen, we see it all the time. We're like, oh my God, it looks like Corey had, he was smoking a cigarette. Nope. Nope, 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 nope. Don't smoke a cigarette. Don't smoke anything at all. Halo 6, electronic cigarettes, folks. It's the easy. New Year's is coming up. Everybody wants to make the switch. Everybody wants to stop smoking as a New Year's resolution. Halo 6 is that gateway. Orly's worried about 205 being the gateway to, you know, more stronger drugs. Hell, Halo 6 is a gateway to non-smoking.
Yeah, people can just vape. They don't need
They can vape. They don't need 205.
No in 205 and vape.
Yeah, and if yeah, absolutely. I don't want to say that during this Halo 6 commercial, but Halo 6 at FatGuyRadioShow.com. Click on the Halo 6 banner, and we do appreciate it. No, Lady K, I can't agree. I can't disagree with you more. Orly cannot sing. He said two words. Go, Orly.
I'm going off the rails on a crazy train. I feel like I...
Oh, no, no. You guys cut that out. That's Orly.
I didn't do my warm-ups.
Oh, you need to warm up? Even though it sounded like a dead cat, I thought I had another dead cat in my backyard this week. I did. It was just sleeping, thank God. I looked out the back window. I'm like, oh, God. And it was just laying there lifeless. And I looked at it through my dark-ass solar screens, and I'm like, God dang it, not again. And you know what? If it happens again, I'm not even going to do anything to it. I'm just going to go over to my neighbor's house, and I'm going to knock on the door and say, you know what? Your cat's dead. Deal with it.
Since they're always in your yard, why don't you just start feeding them and stuff?
Yeah, feeding them what? Cyanide or... Oh, I know. I know what the secret is.
You killed a few already, so...
I know what the secret is, and I'm not going to talk about it here because I might indict myself. But I know exactly what the secret is on how to get the cats
car fluid?
How to... Oh,
kind of sweet.
To them, it is kind of sweet. And it's blue.
Green, actually.
Is it green?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's blue when it comes out the bottom of my cars. That's probably why it always comes out, because it's the wrong color. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's the segment that we love so much. It's time for Lip is the Level Up.
Yes.
Trailer talk.
The movies aren't out. It's the trailers we'll see. It's time for Trailer Talk.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We review the trailers because, damn it, they're free. This week's trailer talk trailer is...
For now, unless 205 passes, then they're not going to be free anymore. So no on 205.
Oh, God. Trailers won't be free anymore on the internet if pot passes in Arizona. This week's trailer is Get Out! Get Out, starring Bradley Whitford, Allison Williams, Betty Gabriel, a young Afro-American man visits his Caucasian white-ass girlfriend's cursed family estate.
Ooh. See, I watched... Oh, I'll let Lip talk first. Well, just real quick. Before I even watched this one, I didn't know nothing about it. So I didn't know if it was scary, if it was... What it was, so that kind
of
made it
that's
cool.
You know what? That's pretty much how we go into all of these trailer talks sometimes. Well, Orly normally picks the trailers, but Lip and I see them for the first time the day of.
Yes.
I know, Lady K, I will put mothballs in the window. I just haven't had time to order mothballs from Amazon. All right, Lip, what did you think about Get Out?
I'm going to get out.
And he's done.
I don't know. I just couldn't track with the movie.
No?
I just had a hard time understanding where the story's supposed to be going.
See, you shave your beard and look at your brain falls apart.
Yeah, it's just, it's done for.
He might be Samson. He loses his power when he loses his hair.
Oh, I know who that is.
Ooh. Do you know who Samson is?
No. It's the Bible, right?
It's in the Bible. You would have learned it if you were there on Sunday. All right. So you didn't track with it? It wasn't something that you... Nah, yeah,
nothing
no,
that really interests me. Down.
Okay. Orly, what was your take on Get Out?
Get Out. Okay. No, like I said, I went into the trailer watching it not knowing anything. So the first clip's like him basically like, hey, did you tell your parents that I'm black? So I'm like, oh, it's going to be he's going to go into a racist family or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then it shows him driving down the road and all of a sudden something flies at their car. They go off the road. So I'm like, ooh, suspense? Did somebody throw something at their car? Then it shows a cop. I mean, my details would be weird. But then it shows a cop like... asking for his license, even though he wasn't the driver, kind of a race. So I'm like, oh, maybe it is a racist thing. And then they get there, and it's like there's some two black people that work for them.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, is this slavery or something? Like, it kind of, then I'm like, okay, it's a slave movie. And then those slaves or whatever they are kind of creepy. So I'm like, oh, maybe it's a scary movie.
Right, right.
And then and then after that, it kind of just goes a little crazy and there's a little bit of everything happening.
Yeah,
and
it was a lot of twists and turns.
Let's see. Yeah,
it was honestly, a lot of twists and turns.
Oh, and then the part, it looks like they're maybe auctioning off the fellow after they maybe hypnotize him. They had those bingo cards and they're raising them up and they had his picture.
I didn't get that.
Well, they had his picture up front on like an easel.
I thought so they were like faking his funeral.
Oh, I was like, maybe they're, yeah, I don't know. I thought they were maybe auctioning him off. So then... maybe they're auctioning off black people in that era. I don't know.
I'll buy one.
It's kind of crazy, yeah. But I'm excited. I think I want to see it. Like I said, I went in not even hearing about this. I've never seen any of the people in it before, I don't think.
Okay.
So I'm going to give it 2 black socks up.
2 black socks up. So you want to go see this
one? I do want to see this.
Okay. I watched the same trailer. Early, the look in your eyes of prepared disparage.
I'm going to fake it next time and say, I hated it, and then see what you say. And then
really?
Because I think sometimes you go just against me.
No, I'm not.
You don't like me. You mentioned earlier in the show you don't like me.
No, I said you don't like me.
True.
You said you don't like each other.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Because he said I'm blue in my camera shot.
Blue. Like a Smurf.
Papa Smurf.
I'm Papa Smurf. I watched the same trailer. It was very tricky, but Orly, I have to agree with you. Ooh. This one's put it on the list.
Yes,
because
I'll go watch it with you.
This it's a mandate. No kids
on Sunday. So Lip, you're not going.
It hurts. It's funny because it hurts. Okay, you got me is the first thing I wrote down on my notes.
All right.
I'm going to tell you why it got me. The storyline, don't think I've ever seen or heard of anything like this. So
and that's usually what always happens. You're like, they've did this many times.
Right?
That's your big thing.
I don't think I've ever heard of the storyline. And also, just like you, I've never heard of Bradley Whitford or Allison Williams. I've never heard of them. There are no powerhouse stars. And this right here from the trailer, I think is going to be a sleeper movie. This is going to be one of those movies that are going to be really good, but because it doesn't have a big story, a big celebrity hard hitting leads in it, like a Brad Pitt or an Angelina Jolie or a Will Smith, it doesn't have any big names in it.
Uh-huh.
This is going to be one of those movies that are going to be in the theaters for a couple of weeks, and it's going to go straight to DVD, and then we're going to be watching it on TNT about a month after it's released. That's the bad aspect of it.
Okay.
But I am all in on this because it seems like a new concept. Now, I could be wrong, and somebody, they love sending me Facebook messages and Twitters correcting me. I don't know when that became okay, but clearly that's what the thing is now. But I'm in on this. However, Orly.
Yes.
I think they showed a little bit too much in that 2.5-minute trailer.
Yeah, there was a lot going on.
There was a lot. It moved fast. And Lip, I can understand why you couldn't track with it because there was a lot going on. You almost literally want to watch it 2 or 3 times to kind of grasp what was going on.
I watched it a second time and I still
maybe that's why they did it, to throw it all at you. I mean, they're throwing a lot at you, but it kind of makes you think, like, what is going on? Because there's a scene where, like,
somebody had
doctor tools out and then they were hypnotizing him.
The black lady that was supposed to be the servant or something of that nature, she was sitting there smiling in one scene and crying at the same time. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, it looks nuts.
And we'll have the trailer. And we hear you guys. I've gotten your messages. People want the trailers on our Facebook page.
Okay.
We will have them on our Facebook page and on Twitter so you can watch them. You know what? We'll post them up after the show this week, but Orly, let's start posting them up before the show.
Okay.
So people can watch them before we give our reviews.
It's written and directed by Jordan Peele. And like, for some reason, I'm like, Peele sounds familiar. I don't watch that.
Is that the Keenan and Peele guy?
Yeah, which is a comedian. It shows Jordan Peele. He's the, let's see.
Oh, that's the guy from Saturday Night Live.
No, he's from Jordan or Keelan Peele.
But he was on Saturday Night Live first. That's where he got to start.
Yeah, so he directed it.
Really?
Yeah, which I always thought he was comedy. You mean you would tie him to comedy, you know?
There were some funny scenes in there, though, that trailer.
Yeah, I don't know if this is... Oh, he was on Mad TV, it said.
Oh, Mad TV, yeah. Not Saturday Night Live.
Best known star in the Comedy Central sketch series, Key and Peele, whatever, and for his 5 seasons as cast member on Mad TV.
Yeah, Mad TV, definitely.
So, yeah, interesting.
All right, well, Orly, guess what? We pulled one out that we both like, and we will go and watch it together. And you know what? I am so excited about the fact that we finally have a trailer that we can go watch. I will let you pay for me.
Ooh. Lucky me.
But we have to go to my hoity-toity theater.
Okay. I'll pay for your entrance. You pay for the food.
No, I'll pay for the entrance. You pay for the food because you know what those eat-in theaters cost. Yeah. And that could easily, for two people, I have dropped a GER.
I'll take it to Carl's Jr.'s before we go.
As long as the guy in front of us is smoking pot, that's all I care about. Oh, and when we go see the movie, I'm going to be smoking pot the whole time.
I'm taking my no on 205 sign.
You're going to get another one so you can kind of wear it over a sandwich board.
Yeah.
All right, folks. We've got to take a quick break. We'll have this trailer up on Facebook at the end of the show, and going forward when we have a trailer early, we'll have it up, you know, an hour before the show.
Okay.
So everybody can kind of pre-watch it, so you know they can chime in on Twitter.
I'll put it up right now.
Their thoughts. Yeah, there we go. All right, folks, you're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show. We'll be right back on the other side of this. Everybody, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. You know what? I don't know how much more I can say this. It's the holiday season. Amazon. What's your Amma on? The Zon? Where's your Zon? Amma.
A to the M to the A to the Z to the O to the N. Amazon.
I'm A to the M to the A to the Zon. You know what I'm saying?
When I go to the river, I like to go to the Amazon River.
When I'm looking for big, huge, large, cartoon-sized snakes, I think about the Amazon.
Me too.
You know what? When I hear rain outside my window pane, I can't stand the rain outside my window pane, I think about the Amazon. Got any Amazon references? Amazon, no. Folks, do all your online shopping at Amazon through fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. This time is more important than any I'm telling you right now, folks, there's no secret about it. You write me, send me an email at fatguyradioshow@gmail.com. I will send you the proof paperwork that Amazon is the one main reason why we're still here 5 years later. It's because of Amazon. All your online shopping, holidays, Thanksgiving, decorations, food, Amazon Pantry. You sign up for Amazon Prime and get the Amazon Video, put it on your smart TV, and you've got that the fireplace image. I put that up on my TV for Christmas.
There you go.
And it's got the little Christmas music playing behind it. It's That's great. Cool. Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. And we thank you. All right. We're also coming up towards the end of the year. And I want to mention to everybody that Bitch of the Year. Bitch of the Year is a segment that we do on the show. It's not just about Emma to the damn Z-O-N, according to Lady K off the Twitter. Bitch of the Year is just not a segment where I talk about stupid people and stupid criminals around the world. Bitch of the Year is actually an interactive thing at fatguyradioshow.com/bitch, where at the end of the year for our first show in January 2017, we want to actually give an award to who we felt was the dumbest bitch of 2016.
Dumbest, biggest, worst.
We have stories of ladies setting their kids on fire, putting kids in ovens. We got dumb guys doing dumb stuff. And we got the dude that showed up naked at the pizza place. Here's the thing. All of the nominees are up on fatguyradioshow.com/bitch. And guess what? Voting takes place there. So visit fatguyradioshow.com/bitch. And select your favorite one. And here's the secret. After you vote, refresh your page and vote again, because our web designer, who just decided to skip the country, didn't lock it down where you couldn't vote more than once. So you can totally pat the votes for your favorite bitch.
There you go.
And then we're going to track that person down, exactly, wherever they are, in jail or dead. And we're going to send them a little certificate that says, congratulations, you made Fat Guy Radio Show's Bitch of the Year 2016. And you know what, folks? Damn it. We're going to do it again in 2017.
I was just going to say that we still have last year's trophy because they still got out of prison and it got sent back.
It got sent back, or they deaded it. Because people, you know what they say, Orly, people are dying these days that ain't died before. Mm-hmm. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm chopping onions. I'm chopping dices. All right, so it's the segment that we love so much. We've got three of them here. One is a listener-submitted Bitch of the Year. Lady K, you did know that you can vote for bitch at fatguyradioshow.com/bitch. Well, Orly, I'm glad you said that. I need to give those instructions out because our dear Lady K didn't know that.
She did not know?
She did not know that. But you know what? Here's three new nominees for Bitch of the Year.
Bitch.
All right, our first nominee for Bitch of the Year is Michael Orchard. Michael Orchard, 43, of Half Moon, New York. That's a city near Albany, New York. Orly, he saved a dog from a burning house.
Sounds like a gentleman.
Michael saw flames coming from a neighbor's house. He rushed over and beat on the door in an attempt to alert his neighbors and say, hey, your house is on fire. But no one answered the door. So Michael said, I gotta save this dog that he saw through the window. So he went back over to his house, got in his BMW sedan, drove through the neighbor's front gate to gain access through to the house through the back door after he drove through the front gate. When troopers showed up, they arrived, they saw Michael quietly sitting on the lawn of his neighbor's house with the dog, and he explained to the troopers the house burned down and he rescued the pup. Or so Michael thinks. The neighbor's house was not on fire, and the pup was never in any danger. See, Michael was tripping on a potent mixture of LSD and cough syrup. He was arrested and charged with third-degree criminal mischief, and we don't know if the dog was injured during the incident.
What state was this in?
This was in New York. New York. Our next nominee for Bitch of the Year is Chelsea Wilson, 24, of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. She told her father, Orly, that she needed a ride to her job interview at a downtown TD Bank branch.
Okay.
As a good father does, he agreed. Once they arrived to the bank, Chelsea exited the SUV and somehow put on a red wig, hat, and sunglasses, then proceeded to rob the bank.
Wow.
She made off with $300, according to police. Her father claims he knew nothing about her plans to rob the place. Chelsea was arrested and jailed after being recognized on the news in connection with five other Fort Lauderdale bank robberies.
Wow. See, I never understand why people rob a bank for $300.
Exactly.
Like, you're going to go to prison for years for $300.
Make it worth it. That's crazy.
Because that's like a federal crime, right?
It is.
You know, like the movie Set It Off?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that movie.
I love that movie. Yeah. Set it off on the right. Y'all set it off on the left. Queen Latifah, best lesbian on screen. Jada Pinkett Smith. She looked badass. She was.
A sad movie, the end.
I cry every time, Orly.
You know what song I loved on that movie? Soundtrack?
Which one?
The Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah.
They're playing it when they're on the roof drinking and stuff.
Smoking. Yep.
Dude, you know what? That was a good
one. Prop 205.
If you vote no on
cigarettes.
They were not smoking cigarettes. They were smoking what you're going to vote against there, you anti-weed smoker.
Can I get some people, for the people that joined late, can I get a little
No
One 205 love up there? There it is.
Oh, your camera fell down.
It's all right. You can still see no. You can see two.
That's enough of that. All right. This Bitch of the Year nominee is a listener supported, and he says, from Kyler, he says, Corey, read the story as it is. So that's exactly what I'm going to do. A man in Pendleton, Oregon is behind bars after allegedly walking naked into a home of a woman he didn't know. Hi, honey, he supposedly said while trying to hug her. Officials said they later rescued him after he fell off a cliff and got caught upside down in a tree while still naked. Gail Wilson was at her home eating soup Saturday afternoon when a naked man appeared in her doorway. He had a big grin on his face, she told the East Oregon newspaper. He came walking toward me with his arms open wide. I kept saying, get away from me, get away from me, get out of my house. Wilson, who suffers from muscular dystrophy, feared for her life. I thought, this is it. I'm going to be raped or murdered, Wilson told the paper. I more or less accepted my fate, Today was my day, but I wasn't going to let him take me gently. Wilson shoved the naked intruder and told him to get away. She said the man grabbed her dog and took it into one of the bedrooms for a few minutes. Wilson called 911. The dispatcher told her to ask the man his name, but that made him mad, and he ran out the door just as police arrived. The naked suspect, later identified as 30-year-old Stephen Burton, tried to escape by climbing a fence shortly before falling off the cliff. Completely naked. Pendleton Police Chief Stuart Roberts told the newspaper, during this time, he was very aggressive. Speaking of Stephen, he was very aggressive, non-cooperative. At one point, he even tried to pull the handgun from one of the assistant deputy's holster. Believe it or not, he was arrested, booked into the county jail on charges of burglary, harassment, disorderly conduct, and resisting arrest. That bitch.
People are sensitive these days. If somebody just needs a hug, give them a hug. Who cares?
Yeah, Martha said I needed a hug earlier. And our final Bitch of the Year nominee for this episode is Brian Lee Adams, 56 years old, of Green Cove Springs, Florida. Orly, he faces up to 12 years in federal prison for collecting $35,000 in retirement checks for his mother, who died.
When?
In July.
What year?
2014. And was buried, who was buried in her own backyard.
Well, sometimes it's hard to let go of that loved one.
By Brian.
Oh.
Her son.
Wow. And that, probably killed her too.
He probably did. And that is your Bitch of the Year nominees. And as always, sorry. And as always, you can vote for your favorite Bitch of the Year nominee at fatguyradioshow.com/bitch. Now, before we get out of here, we are actually going to, according to the clock, we are going to have enough time. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been trying to get him on the show for quite some time. He showed up again. We're talking about Justin Bieber. Oh, are we? We're not going to be able to get to him?
No, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, Justin. He told us that he's tired of us screaming every time he walks into the studio, and we just couldn't get to him. Oh, well, I guess he's going to storm off the stage like he did in Manchester. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's all that we have for you today. We swam backwards through this one, but today's show was brought to you by Target Black Friday Deals. Ladies and gentlemen, sign up for it now by clicking the Target Black Friday banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com or shop in Target anytime. You can actually order your Target items on FatGuyRadioShow.com/Target. And then if you want to go to the store and pick them up, you can do that too. You can still knock it out that way, or you can have it shipped free for any order over $25.
Don't go in the store and tell them that you know Fat Guy Radio Show, because they might look at you kind of weird.
Yeah, they'll definitely look at you. Well, you know what? You can. That way you can just spread the word.
Oh, there you go.
They won't know what the hell that means, because all your deals are going to come online. They're not going to come.
But you can go in the store and then use the app on your phone as you're in the store. Like, you see something, be like, yeah, but I'm going to get that online. There you go.
You can. Orly, way to confuse them. FatGuyRadioShow.com/ Target. Here comes the turn. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we love hearing from you, so drop us a letter, comment, or question, or you can be like Randall and send us a gift that doesn't stink or tick to Fat Guy Radio Show, Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona, 85080. Sorry, Lady K, the show is only an hour and 70, it's only a 75-minute show. Besides, Orly has stopped laughing, so I have to go. We like hearing from you, so you can also email us at fatguyradioshow@gmail.com. Interact with us on social media. Find and share Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. As always, the video portion of the show is available on our exclusive Vimeo page. Lady K, don't give me an ugly cry. Fat Guy Radio Show is radio you can see. Have a business, product, or service, or event advertised on this show. Email info at bdbradionetwork.com or visit bdbradio.com for affordable and customized rates. Spots are available now. And folks, we have a new updated, we have updated our app. We are now at version 1.0.3. new updates on the Fat Guy Radio Show app, where you can now shop Target directly through the app, and a lot more features are to come. So download the app, available exclusively in the iTunes App Store. It is free. Search Fat Guy Radio Show in your app device, or you can get it directly at fatguyradioshow.com/app. Join me on After the Levels, a blog by Corey Blaze, where my crew does not post up post while I'm live on the air. You can also subscribe to our newsletter, where there's special deals all the time available on afterthelevels.com/subscribe. Do that, and we thank you in advance. For our executive producer, Philippius.
Yes.
And co-host, Orly.
Hello.
I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everyone that skinny people, fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Tell everybody you know about the show, and after you're done voting yes on 205, reply, no, they'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. Join us next week. See you at the top.
Bye-bye.
Go and vote. Before you go, did you know Amazon is the place to go? FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon is the number one way we power this show. So when you want to save some moolah, start at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon. Amazon, the world's leading online retailer. Now the show is over, unfortunately.